MattandWelt.com, now new modern mats of any size. From now on, you can order state-of-the-art and high-quality mats from the comfort of your own home in our new floor mats online shop, Shopify. MattandWelt.com combines contemporary mats with fast delivery times and attractive prices. The largest selection of mats of any size of your choice. This, our innovative products range offers the right mat for every style and taste. Even if you're looking for a gift idea for family, friends, or acquaintance, www.matten-welt.com always has what's right for you. If you're unsure when choosing your mat, just give us a call and get advice. The Good Mood Co. Say goodbye to feeling drained. Taking a sleep, gut, and brain healthy approach to wellness, our natural pack boosts overall body function. Containing 36 plant-based ingredients, we offer much more than a typical diet and store-bought multivitamins. Visit thegoodmoodco.com to have a look at their website. Hello, hello, you beautiful people. Thank you once again for tuning in to the EAEM podcast, episode 54 on the 9th of the 8th, 2021. I hope your weekend has been absolutely fantastic and you've done loads of things to make time slow down. Loads of different things, that is. Because if you keep on doing the same things over and over again, then your brain just gets used to those things and then time doesn't feel like it's slowing down. So you need to do things that are not, that you don't normally do, to make time slow down. But I hope whatever you done over the weekend, that it was absolutely amazing. I'm currently recording this on Saturday night. I've got a cup of coffee as well, so this is either going to be really good or really bad when I can't get to sleep at like 1 o'clock in the morning. But I was feeling pretty drained. It's been quite a busy day today, actually. It's been quite a busy weekend. Friday we had that really, really poor rain that was absolutely gutting. So we were just flying around and around town, to be quite honest. Me and little Junior, we went to Asda and grabbed some stuff. He managed to get a Lego set, which to be quite honest, I wasn't too fussed about, because it meant that I got to come home and build Lego, because he can't really build it. So it was great, actually. Like, I totally forgot how much I love building Lego. The big kid inside of me total came out, and I absolutely love it. And then today, Saturday, not today, your today, which is Monday, don't forget that. So Saturday, it was my mum's birthday, so we were up at the golf course at Cruden Bay, and we had a really nice meal there. I've done nothing but eat crap over this weekend, though, so I was going to talk about failings, and that is alright to fail. It is completely natural to fail sometimes, to come off the hinges, to ruin your diet. I haven't been running much this week either. My knees have been pretty sore, but tomorrow, Sunday for me, Tuesday for you, I'm going back out to my parents, because my cousin and her husband are up from England at the moment, up from like near Norwich way, and so I'm gonna go and say goodbye to them, because they are they're going back home on Monday, today, for you, the lovely listener. So yes, I'm gonna go and say goodbye to them. But I was meant to be taking little Junior home, but I think his mum is putting her car in to the garage because it's got a problem with it. So I am taking little Junior with me, and he will come and say goodbye to my cousin and her husband, and then I'll just take him back home a little bit later. Because what I was going to do was I was going to take him home and then go out for a run and then go out and see my cousin and her husband and say goodbye and spend some time out there with them before they leave. But now what I will do is I will go out there with little Junior, and then I will go for a run. Let my mum look after little Junior while I go out for half an hour run. And then I'll spend some time with them, which will be good. So I'm looking forward to that. My knees are still a bit sore though. I do have to admit that. I've been getting a sharp shooting pain up in my where is it? My left leg. Sorry, I knew it was gonna happen. As soon as I started talking, I knew that I was gonna be yawning. But yeah, I've been getting like a sharp shooting pain like up in my left leg, which has been quite sore. So I'm hoping that by tomorrow that is gone. It will, or by Sunday, that is gone. I will judge the situation. We're meant to be getting thunder and lightning tomorrow as well. About Sunday. Sorry about this. So I'll need to judge the situation for going out running. But I probably will. I don't think that that'll stop me. Just need to watch, because the last time that I went running, where I go running around at my mum's, there's a bloody seagull there with its baby seagull. So I well got like attacked and swooped. And when me and little Junior were coming back from picking up his jeans on Friday, there was a kid there who there was like a baby on the pavement. So of course, like the seagull was well chasing this kid, trying to get away from its bait. Like, I mean, it wasn't even near the baby or anything like that, but I was properly swooping him. I think it crapped all over him and was swooping down on him, and wasn't very nice at all. Poor kid. He's probably gonna be traumatized now. By they're vile. I really like the when they've got the little babies and they're swooping down at you and everything like that. It's really, really horrible. It's not a very nice experience going through it, and they just keep on coming back. Like when I went for my run and it happened, like I felt it go over the top of me, and I was like, "What the hell is that?" And I was like, "Oh no." So it kind of like I had to pick up my pace, and then it kind of like swooped back around, and then came around, and then just started total coming for me. And you're like, bloody hell, vicious little things. There's a guy on TikTok as well who's been feeding a seagull. And kind of like he's been making videos of him feeding this seagull, and it keeps on coming back. And like, what was it? I think he said that after he gave it a banana, kind of like then it started tapping on his window at like 6 o'clock in the morning to be fed bananas and stuff. Bye. They're not very nice, especially around here. They're not very nice. I mean, there's absolutely loads around my windows. I think there's another guy who feeds them. Well, I mean, he feeds the crows and the pigeons. Excuse me. He feeds the crows and the pigeons. So then, if you're feeding some birds, then the seagulls are just gonna come in. But then, of course, they've got all their babies around up on the tops of the roofs of the houses and. That's all that you can hear. I get woken up by it every morning. That's pretty annoying. Pretty annoying. But there is not much that we can do about it. I need to learn to stop moaning about things that are completely out of my control. It's not very nice when they are sweeping you, though. If you've never been swooped by a seagull, then yeah, it's really not a nice experience. I bet that kid was absolutely crapping himself as well. It didn't look like he was having fun. He properly pegged it out of the way as well. Like, he was like, nah, I need to get out of this situation, and just absolutely pegged it. And that's exactly what I done. You can totally see on my, my data, shall we say, when I'm running. And you could totally see when I was running past that bit and getting attacked by the seagull. My pace went right up to get out of the situation, basically. So hopefully it's not like that tomorrow. I don't know how long the baby seagulls hang around for as well. Because the ones out my back, they've started flying now. Because they were down on the ground, down at the park for a while. And then the kids couldn't play in the park because every time they came out, they were getting attacked by seagulls. But now they're flying. I've seen the babies flying around now. Whereas when we went past that kid on Friday, and he was getting crapped on and chased and everything, then that baby looked like it was quite young. So I don't know, you would have thought that they all would have, like, their babies would have hatched at around about the same kind of time. But I'm not very bird orientated, so I wouldn't really know about these type of things. But I did. I felt sorry for the kid. Because, it's not a very nice experience. Especially if you're just a way to go out as well. And now you've just got tons of bird crap all over the back of you and everything. There's absolutely nothing worse. Actually, I got crapped on Thursday by a little bird, but it was just on my arm. Thank God, there's nothing worse when they get you in your hair and all that. Just absolutely nothing worse. But yeah, as you could probably hear at the start of this podcast, there was a couple of adverts. And the new one, the Good Mood Co., which I got headhunted for again, which is starting to get quite interesting. That I'm being headhunted by these people. I've been headhunted by a whole load of other German places and stuff, but I just declined those ones. I think I just went for the first one, the Martin, what is it, Martin Welt, or Martin Welt. I just went for that one because it was the first one that I got up with. But I was having a look at the Good Mood. The Good Mood Co. And it looks not too bad, actually. Let's have a look at the shop. So you've got a Good Morning, All About the Gut, Prebiotic, Probiotic, Detox and Immunity, The Brain Bottoms Up, All About the Brain, Focus, Energy, Memory and Learning. And then you've got a Good Night, and that's all about sleep, calm, relax, soothe, and have your best sleep. And I think you can buy, there is a pack where you can get all three of them, just a little pack. Yeah, so the 10-day recovery pack, and that gives you the Good Morning, the Brain, and the Good Night, has got, it's $34.99, which isn't too bad when you think about it. You've also got a 5-day recovery pack that gives you Morning, Night, and the Brain one, and that's $19.99. And then you've also got a starter pack that you can buy for $3.99. Which, and it's all got 5-star reviews as well. Let's see what these reviews say. So it's saying that the good morning is energy, gut health, immunity, inner balance, well-being, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-stress, anti-aging, and detox support. And the brain one is happiness, inner balance, memory, mood, well-being, anti-stress, anti-aging, calm, clarity, energy, and focus. And the good night is antioxidant, anti-stress, calm, clarity, energy, focus, interbalance, mood, sleep, and well-being. You could also subscribe to this as well. And it is all made in the UK. Made in the UK, vegetarian, it's gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free, soy-free, eco-friendly, and worldwide shipping. So let's have a look. So James Church put a really good product. If I'm more alert and have more energy, really easy to get your head around with a very simple routine, making it easy to remember with a busy life. That's on Trustpilot as well. So what's the sleep one? Your good night caters to your ability to sleep deep by being mentally and physically calm, enhances your serotonin levels, cognitive function and memory, balances your digestive system, boosts respiratory health, boosts immunity, and reduces inflammation while you snooze. We also added a good amount of antioxidants, as there is probably a lot your body still needs to repair. The gut health, your good morning cleanses your body, repairs damage molecules, blocks free radicals, reduces body inflammation and risk of infections, increases serotonin levels, promotes heart health and the good function of your nervous system, boosts immunity and keeps your skin young through its collagen formation. And the brain health, brain's bottom ups is a nootropic focus on brain function. It helps increase the levels of dopamine and serotonin in the brain, improving cognitive function and concentration, relaxes you and promotes healthy sleep, benefits the nervous system functions, circulatory and cardiovascular health, digestive health and gut flora. We can't let this product pass without adding immunity boosters and antioxidants. So this person put on the 4th of April 2021, I have a lot of trouble sleeping and a lot of trouble waking up, and I tried this recovery package. I had the most amazing sleep I've ever had, woke up and then took the good morning capsule. Whoa, I got a lot of stuff done during the day and it was really effective. I couldn't believe how well it worked, and on top of it, I couldn't believe how cheap these capsules were. I'm in shock. This is really going to help me in my daily life. Thank you for this amazing product. Someone gave it 4 stars. March the 12th, brilliant product, really well designed, packaging, clear details, and felt great after taking it for a few days. But then let's go and have a quick look. Right here is Trustpilot. Yep, everyone's got, I think 2% said it was bad. I was lucky enough to get a taster pack, which I tried after a pretty heavy weekend. On Sunday I generally felt pretty good, and Monday even better, very motivated, focused, smashing through all my work. I honestly don't think this would have happened after 3 nights out in a row if not for the good morning. I'm stocking on the supply of supplements and recommend you do too. Someone said, I just came back from Ibiza. I couldn't have asked for anything better. Been sleeping really good and waking up with an awesome energy. I'm defo hooked. Love it. Picks us all up when needed. Not other person. Brilliant product. Purchased Good Morning 20-day pack as it was my first time, and we'll get all three packages for 30-day plan this time. Nice packaging, easy to follow instructions. So there you go. There's, what did this one say? There's skeptic. Skeptic turned fan. I was initially very skeptic, but I must say something about this made me feel good. This is more than just a back of goodness. It's an ecosystem of positive behaviors that generally help you feel better without imposing additional routines or restrictions. So it sounds really, really good. How do you use it? So the good morning one is before breakfast, brain bottom up after breakfast, and your good night one is 1 hour before bed. And then it shows you all the ingredients. So the good morning is cranberry extract, aloe vera extract, psyllium husk, fennel seed extract, inulin powder, licorice root extract, calcium, buckthorn extract, I'm just going to stop reading these before I make a fool of myself when I can't read one. But it is sounding very, very good. And as I said in the advert at the start of this podcast, go and have a look at goodmoodco.com. And you get free shipping on UK orders over £15. So I might, it's something that I would even give a go, to be quite honest. It's totally up my street anyway. And the fact that you can also subscribe to it as well doesn't sound that bad at all. The fact that you can do a 10-day pack or a 20-day pack, like a 20-day pack is recovery pack of the morning, noon and night, it's £50. Even a 5-day one. 5-day one for £20, it's not bad at all, just to give it a go. The reviews seem pretty good. But yeah, go and check them out. I think it would be highly worth it if that's the type of thing that you would want to go into and give a go. I'll probably even go and have a look into it, to be quite honest. I'm actually waiting for the woman to email me back, to see if there's a website that I can give you, or I don't know, whatever is gonna happen. So once she tells me about that, then I will let you all know as well what we are gonna do with this. Lights in my living room because it's getting pretty dark. I bought a couple of snails for my fish tank. I've lost one of them. I don't know where he is. Obviously, I haven't lost him. Obviously, he's in my fish tank somewhere, but I can't see him anywhere. He's been hiding out I've got like a castle. And he's been hiding out in there, or normally he goes up to the top of my tank and just sits outside the water, but he's not doing that, and I can't really look into the castle that well either, so I don't know where he is. He's completely and utterly hiding, but they're pretty fascinating to watch. I took a video earlier on. And you can totally see like his mouth and his like little scrapers, him eating up all the algae. It's pretty cool to see. I will post it up on the Instagram so that you can see. I also need to post up that guy's handwriting, because I went and got my shoes. So I won't post up my address, but I will post up the his writing. But the funny thing is that when I went in there, she completely got it right. The woman behind the till, like, she totally got it right. Whereas I, when I got home, like, when I was trying to do it, I was trying to do a whole load of different numbers and what I thought it was, and I got the lovely lady in my life to even have a look as well, and she didn't have a clue. So we'll see if anybody else can understand it. I think there's a party going on down below me. Or just next to me. I can't really tell. But there's like the high drone of bass going on. I suppose I can't complain too much. It is Saturday night. And just because I'm sitting here doing my podcast, it doesn't mean that other people might have a more of a drinking life and they've got friends over. Starting to get too old for that. Well, actually, what am I saying? You're never too old to be doing anything, but it's just not my scene anymore. I did have a few ciders last night, though, which I was quite surprised about. Because normally I don't drink much. But yeah, last night I had three ciders. Or Friday night, I had three ciders. I'm quite of a lightweight anyway, to be quite honest, so I probably did have a heady on from it. But, it was quite nice. That's why I'm on the stronger stuff today, the coffee. And I've got no cider anyway. I'll just wait until next weekend, until I'm drinking again. I think next week I'm going to be quite busy doing quite a lot of stuff with the laptop because I got my laptop back. I've also bought a pack of, I was on the GoPro website last night having a look at like the selfie sticks and all that kind of stuff for the GoPro. And like they're so expensive. The selfie stick was like about 50 quid or something like that, and then I was gonna buy it as well, like because I need something like that, and then I was like, right, I wonder what eBay's got, and I went and had a look on eBay, and yeah, they had like a seven piece pack or what was it? It was 7 pieces or 14 pieces or like something along those type of lines, or a 22 pieces set. That came with like how would you say it? Like the chest thing that you put over like a backpack, and then it's got your GoPro sits on like your chest basically. So I was like, that's perfect. I can use that for going out and doing my runs. So you might start seeing some running podcast. I'll put up like my half an hour running podcast on onto eBay and all that, and then they've also got like selfie sticks or the ones that you click on your handlebars if you're going out cycling, like that kind of stuff. But then it's also got a water one that it floats, so if you drop it then it's going to float back up to the top, which I thought was genius. So I've got that coming, hopefully that comes on Wednesday, I think. And then I ordered like a silicon case thing to put it in while I'm recording. And then I was getting some videos today again while I was out, because we took little Maximus, me and my cousin took him up to my old school actually, Longhaven. And we took him up to the park just there. And we were on the zip slide. And that was the first zip slide that he went on. It was a few months ago that he went on that zip slide. And and he was on that zip slide, and then he wasn't holding on properly, so when it hit the end of it, he fell off of it. So he so this was he's been on other zip slides, but that one's pretty ferocious actually, because when you get down at the bottom, it does properly throw you. I took a video of it on the GoPro, so you can go and see that on my TikTok. I'll post that up onto on Instagram as well, actually. I also took another quite well a quite another the another cool video with the GoPro, and it was in my fish tank on a Friday night, just before I fed them. So the GoPro's in the fish tank, and you can see all like the fish coming up to it and swimming up to the fish tank, and not the fish tank, swimming up to the GoPro, and then I feed them. And you can totally see them all eating the food and stuff. That's pretty cool as well. I posted that up. I think I even posted that one up on my YouTube channel, which is pretty cool. It is not bad. So go and check that out. I will probably post that up on Instagram as well, so that if you're not following me on TikTok, then you can see it on Instagram as well. But yeah, the GoPro is absolutely great. I well can't wait to get to. To get to some clear water. I was absolutely gutted when Cruden Bay was murky and filthy, and well, I mean, it wasn't filthy. I think it's just like the mud sediment that they've got that makes it not as crystal clear. The up in Shetland, the GoPro would be absolutely amazing because the water up there is so clear. And yeah, it would be absolutely amazing getting some footage up there. You see quite a lot of people going up to Orkney for the diving. Excuse me. Got a tickly throat there. But yeah, you see quite a lot of people going up there for the diving because the Scapa flows up there. The German boats that they sunk because they knew that the British was coming to get them, or something along those type of lines. I know what we'll do. We'll have a quick gander. Since I've got the laptop here, I can quite easily go and have a look at these type of things now, which is always handy. Excuse me. So it says, Scapa Flow is a body of water in the Orkney Islands, Scotland, sheltered by the islands of mainland Gramsay, Burra, South Ronaldsay, and Hoy. Its sheltered waters have played an important role in travel, trade, and conflict throughout the centuries. Vikings anchored their longships in Scapa Flow more than 1,000 years ago. It was the United Kingdom's chief naval base during the First and Second World Wars, but the facility was closed in 1956. Scapa Flow has a shallow sandy bottom not deeper than 60 meters, and most of it is about 30 meters deep. It is one of the great natural harbors and anchorages of the world, with sufficient space to hold a number of navies. The harbour has an area of 324.5 square kilometres and contains just under 1 billion cubic metres of water. Since the scuttling of the German fleet after World War I, its wrecks and their marine habitats form an internationally acclaimed diving location. Scapa Flow hosts an old port, the Flotta Oil Terminal. In good weather, its roadstead water of moderate conditions allowed ship-to-ship transfer of crude oil product. So the scuttling of the German fleet. I never knew it was in the World War I. I thought it was in World War II. So, the scuttling of the German fleet took place at the Royal Navy's base at Scapa Flow in the Orkney Islands of Scotland shortly after First World War. The High Seas Fleet was interned there under the terms of the armistice, whilst negotiations took place over the fate of the ships, fearing that either the British would seize the ships unilaterally or the German government at the time might reject the Treaty of Versailles and resume the war effort, in which case the ships could be used against Germany. Admiral Ludwig von Reuter decided to scuttle the fleet. The scuttling was carried out on 21st of June 1919. Intervening British guard ships were able to beach some of the ships, but 52 of the 74 interned vessels sank. Many of the wreckage were salvaged over the next 2 decades and were towed away for scrapping. Those that remains are popular diving sites. The ships are a source of low background steel. So there we go. But yeah, when I was up there, there was loads of people coming in diving and checking out the boats. And I think that, can you not see masts? I am well sure that you can see. Sorry about this. So it's taking me to a north link. But yeah, I'm well sure that you can see masts when the tide's out. Scapa Flow was a main naval base, British Home Fleet during World War One and Two. It was used because the area featured large landlocked harbour and its deep entrance were useful for getting large ships in and out of the bay. Also featured deep water anchorages, which were useful for the navy. Yeah, I don't want to know that. I want to know if you can see masts. When 74 ships were interned there on that day, almost the entire fleet of both Germany and the United Kingdom were anchored at Scapa Flow. It is known as perhaps one of the greatest naval phenomenon on the planet. Just 7 months later, nearly all the ships would sink because of direct orders from the Commander-in-Chief. And that boy who we just. Yep, so we just read that. At the end of World War II, only 3 battleships had been left behind that divers could visit. These were Koenig, the Kronprinz, Wilhelm, and the Markgraf. There are also 2 large debris sites from the Bayern and the Seydlitz. There were 5 battlecruisers, 11 battleships, 8 light cruisers, and 50 mortar torpedo destroyers in the fleet. Today, only 4 battlecruisers and 3 battleships still lay on the seabed at Scapa Flow between 45 and 12 meters below the surface and present distinct diving experience that you can't get in many other places in the world. The German fleet is protected under Protection of Wrecked Acts 1973, so they can't be tampered with in any way. But I want to know if you can see. So it's just giving you all the thingy. Alright, okay, so it's other shipwrecked. Other shipwrecks at Scapa Flow. So Sorangi sunk. Eorangi sunk as a block ship in 1915. It was raised again in August 1920 in an attempt to clear the channel for navigable shipping after 3 men had died because their ship hit one of the sunken block ships in the water. Coal barge sunk during World War I was used during the war to fuel the home fleet. I want to know if you can see masts though. Like, I was well sure. Because I've been there. And I'm well sure I got told. But I mean, it's been ages ago since I was there. But I'm well sure that I got told that. That you can see. Right, let's just have a look. Nope, that's not saying anything. Churchill Barrier 3 is located on a steep bend between the two islands. Yep, because that's got the after you go over the Churchill Barrier, then it's got the what's it called? Yeah, so you can see a couple of the. Is the largest of the block ship. This was sunk east Barrow Sound. It was built. Blah blah blah. Yeah, so there's pictures here. No diving usually takes place since the construction of the barrier has changed the area's ecosystem in the 75 years since its construction. Sand is built up on the east side of the barrier, and the block ships here are all being hidden under the beach. Yeah, totally. There's photos there and everything, so maybe I wasn't talking crap. But Orkney is absolutely stunning. I would highly recommend it. It's got so much history, it's unbelievable. The Italian chapel is what I'm trying to say. Which is just over those Churchill barriers is absolutely fascinating to go and have a look at. The painting and everything is absolutely amazing. I think it was the Italian prisoners of war wanted somewhere to go and pray, like a church, and they gave him like how would you class like it's like an army. Like an army shed, basically, that they've given them, but then they've painted the inside. It is absolutely incredible. If you've never seen it or you've never seen photos, I would highly recommend going up and typing on Google the Italian chapel in Orkney because it's stunning. The paintings are absolutely fantastic. I think when I got there, it was actually closed, but you could have a look through the window, which I did. I took a few photos. But it's a big tourist place. So I think when I first went up there, you didn't need to pay. But then when I went up there again, the second time, or like when I went back again after many years, then you needed to pay to get in. It's all touristy and all that kind of stuff now. But absolutely stunning. I would highly recommend it. And if you can't get over to Orkney, then definitely have a look up on Google. Just have to go and have a look at the pictures there because it's absolutely stunning. You would be highly amazed at how absolutely amazing it is. So I was going to talk about feelings and then I've just rambled on some other crap. So I have been feeling this weekend of eating a whole bunch of crap, but we are human. Do not beat yourself up about these type of things. I know for a fact that come Sunday, I will be back out running. I will be not eating the crap that I have been eating. Like I've had cake, like I ate some hot dogs on Friday. I think I had like a couple of muffins and I got some Mr. Kipling cakes because they did look exceedingly good. And I was right, they were exceedingly good cakes. Mr. Kipling knows how to make a chocolate cake, let me just tell you that. They were absolutely amazing. And you see those other ones, like I remember when I was eating all that crap before I started losing tons of weight, but the other one is like angel cakes. And they come like two in those little boxes, like, oh my God. They were amazing. So I Mr. Kipling definitely knows how to make an exceedingly good cake. So I failed But it's okay. I understand that failing is just being part of a human being. We're not all perfect, as much as people would like to show you that they are perfect, but they're not. None of us is perfect. We all fail. But it's about learning from those failings, is it? So I'm not going to be hard on myself. We're allowed to have these little blips, these little moments, as long as you learn from them and you can carry on with what you're doing. And then yeah, just stop beating yourself up about it. If you fail, then don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from your mistakes. I hate to think how many times I failed before I finally realized that this isn't what I need to be doing. I need to be changing things. So yeah, so don't beat yourself up. Remember that we are all human beings, that we all make failings, that you are only seeing what other people want to show you in their life. Just remember that. You are not seeing the whole full picture. So you might be looking at your friend being like, oh, they've got absolutely everything, but really behind closed doors, they're thinking exactly the same about you. That he's got absolutely everything, like, how is he so happy? And it's because you're not seeing the whole full picture. It's exactly the same with Facebook and everything like that, you know. You're not seeing the full picture. You're just seeing what these people are wanting you to see. So the only person that you should be competing with is yourself, who you were yesterday. Not other people that you're seeing on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, or 'cause there is really no point in doing that. It's really stupid doing that. Just focus on yourself and what you're doing and what makes you happy. And you'll be able to live your life in a happier way, because you're not competing against anybody else, you're just competing against yourself. But remember, people, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. Remember, Monday, there is no such thing as a bad Monday. Only good Mondays is your perspective. So remember, if you think that you're gonna have a bad Monday, then you will be having a bad Monday. So change that around. Monday is good. Every day is good because you've woken up and you are on this amazing planet. So just go and enjoy yourself. Do what makes you happy. And I will speak to you very, very, very soon. Peace and love as always. Ciao.